You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, April 17th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Chaos in Chicago, shoplifting in New York City, an attack on the Prime Minister, and Budweiser trying to get back in your good graces. Will you let them? That's all coming up. Then Bill O'Reilly with the message of the day. But first, hundreds of teenagers in Chicago flooded into downtown trying to get to Millennium Park. Two teenagers were eventually shot, a 16 and a 17-year-old. A crowd smashed a car windshield. The woman was driving. The husband was beaten by the crowd, then went to the hospital. Police were escorting tourists back to their car in the nearby garage. And it happened for no reason. They weren't even like protesting anything. It was just general lawlessness. That was on Saturday night. Friday night, there was a huge crowd of teenagers at 31st Avenue Beach. A 14-year-old was shot. The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, said parents and guardians must know where their children are and be responsible for their actions. Instilling the important values of respect for people and property must begin at home. That is rich to hear it coming from really anyone on the left talk about the importance of family. Break. Lori's on the way out, by the way, but don't worry. The people of Chicago elected an even further left activist to take her place. So Chicago will only get worse. We know shoplifting's become a massive issue, at least in blue cities. Soros-funded DAs don't prosecute people for shoplifting. They call them crimes of poverty. So innocent business owners suffer, and the rest of us pay higher prices. The thieves skate. Turns out, 327 people were one-third of all the shoplifters in New York City last year. And these 327 people were arrested over 6,000 times. That's 18 arrests per person. 18 arrests in a year. The days are ticking by. We're getting closer to the Republican primary. March 5th is the biggest day of primaries. Mike Pompeo was Trump's director of the CIA, then Secretary of State. He said he will not run for president. And the governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, the New York Times is reporting that he will not run either. The Florida General Assembly ends on May 5th, which is when it is expected, if DeSantis decides to run, that is when he would announce. That's 18 days away. Anheuser-Busch, the parent company of Bud Light, the CEO the other day put out a statement that did not appease anyone. They said, "We never intended to be a part of a discussion that divides people." And anyone who thinks that, of course, would hire a man who pretends to be a little girl to be their spokesman. Budweiser put out an ad with the old Clydesdales walking in front of American landmarks, talking about how a beer is rooted in the heart of America. They even evoke 9/11. Is that enough for you? Or too little, too late? Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, it is the beginning of the trial of the century in the media, according to many pundits. Fox News is being sued by the Dominion Voting Machine Company for $1.6 million, and testimony will get underway in Delaware. So, how will this go down? Number one, there is not one corporate media organization, not one, that wants Fox News to prevail. They all want destruction for FNC. Number two, there are no cameras in the courtroom, and that is a break for Fox, because to see their primetime talent and executives like Rupert Murdoch get hammered by the Dominion Council on television would not be good for that organization. However, the American public has to count on journalists inside the courtroom to tell us what is happening. And as I just stated, they all want Fox to lose. So you're not going to get fair and balanced reporting of this trial. The key element here is malice, a reckless disregard for the truth. If Dominion can establish that in the Delaware court, Fox will lose. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Frederick Shaker, Quaker Hill, Connecticut. Biden claims he started the renewal of American manufacturing. Is that true? It is not. It is not true. Actually, the renewal of American manufacturing started under Obama and then was put on steroids by Trump, who knocked out a lot of the tax, corporate tax implications, and brought back manufacturing from overseas. Biden had nothing to do with either of that. Stephen, concierge member, you're correct, Bill. The military is completely politicized and has been since Woodrow Wilson resegregated it and the rest of the U.S. government. Interesting comment on Woodrow Wilson. He was a racist. There's no doubt about it. Bad president. Teddy Roosevelt hated him, hated Woodrow Wilson. I'm not disagreeing with anything you said there. Jeffrey, concierge member. Thank you, Jeffrey. So who pays for Biden's stay on Martha's Vineyard in the summer? Has Ocasio-Cortez been cleared with her ethics investigation? How about those trips Hunter took on Air Force Two? Talking about the accusations against Clarence Thomas. The American taxpayer picks up the bill for most of Biden's summer vacation in anywhere. He does stay free, as Obama did in Martha's Vineyard, at friends' homes. And that's similar to what Clarence Thomas did. So you're right on point. Ocasio-Cortez was reprimanded by the House Ethics Committee. She didn't care, but that's where that ended. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1975, communist soldiers seized the capital of Cambodia. They quickly established a Marxist government under the rule of one man. 5 years later, nearly half of Cambodia's entire population was dead. Here is the story of Pol Pot. The dictator was born in 1925 in a rural village 100 miles north of the Cambodian capital of Phnom Penh. He moved to Paris, France in 1949, where he became obsessed with the writings of Karl Marx. When he returned to Cambodia in 1953, the country was revolting against French colonial rule. Pol Pot joined a group of rebels called the Khmer Rouge. After a brutal civil war, the communists seized control of the capital on April 17, 1975. 500,000 Cambodians died during the civil war, but the worst was still to come. After taking power, Pol Pot forced millions of people into so-called re-education camps. Those who refused were tortured, then killed. Prisoners were taken to the killing fields and executed with axes to save money on bullets. Under Pol Pot, the state controlled every aspect of life. Money, private property, books, and religion were banned. Children were taken from their parents and forced into the military at the age of 12. Pol Pot ruled Cambodia for the next 5 years. Skirmishes with the Vietnamese army forced the dictator back into the jungle. He was captured in 1997, placed under house arrest, where he died peacefully in his sleep at age 72. And here's something else you might not know. Pol Pot's genocide was one of the most catastrophic events in human history. Out of a total population of 7 million Cambodians, nearly 4 million were killed during the war from famine and then mass murder. That is the heinous Pol Pot's legacy. Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With Heirloom Seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.